The United States is wrapping up its Haitian migration deportation. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. The flights Wednesday from the state of Texas, even as thousands of Haitians are being allowed into the U.S. on the promise to appear at an immigration office within 60 days. Seven deportation flights are set for later today. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. is deporting Haitians to their homeland under a health code provision, citing the coronavirus pandemic as a reason to clear the border as quickly as possible. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a staunch critic of President Biden's handling of the migrants at the border, ordered state workers to line up dozens of state-owned vehicles, forming a so-called steel wall to try to keep more migrants from surging past overwhelmed U.S. border agents into Texas. Abbott estimates that 8,600 migrants remain at the Del Rio International Bridge, down from 14,000, and camped there last weekend. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a booster dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for those 65 and older and some high-risk Americans, paving the way for a quick rollout of the shots. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel could vote on the measure as early as today. The use of a third shot of the vaccine, an agency official said at a public meeting of the panel on Wednesday. President Biden announced in August the government's intention to roll out booster shots for people age 16 and older this week, pending approval by the FDA and the CDC. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com.